Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. I was in a supermarket queue this morning and I was looking at this woman behind me and she was smiling, but not at me, someone beyond me. And I realised that the trolley she had was actually a child's trolley. And then suddenly this bundle of joy came running down the aisle. Mummy, 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 Sarah's going to buy me these biscuits. And this child had this packet of biscuits and was so excited about the prospect of getting these biscuits. And then promptly spun on his heels and span back down the shop, down the aisle again to Sarah and put it in her basket. And it just amazed me that is passion, that is excitement, that was utter joy. And I realised how infectious it was, how I felt for that child, really wanting these biscuits. And the nice thing is, when I got through the checkout, the child was in front of me and I saw him eating one of these biscuits. How do we connect with that level of passion? How do we connect with that level of joy over something so simple? Well, I have to say, I am excited on a different level. And I'm not going to run down the aisle shouting and screaming about it. So we have been looking at the five questions. If you have followed this podcast for any length of time, you know that I am always saying that the five questions are the secret to a good life. Well, this week we have been working on the five questions workbook and it has expanded somewhat. And the reason it has expanded somewhat is because my wife Cheryl and I have been working on this together to draw together our own perspective, not just the perspective of our guests, but our journey as well. And the five questions workbook now encapsulates all of that. And it's had such an amazing makeover. I'm so excited to share it with you. So look, there are 28 pages in this document. And it takes you through the journey, the reason why having answers to the five questions is relevant. And some of the steps you need to take to get there. And look, let's be honest. You're not going to solve your current issues, your current problems, for want of a better word, without change and without effort. Moving from somewhere to somewhere takes commitment, drive and curiosity, might I say. It is a choice. Only you can decide to move. This is one of my favourite questions I'm looking to explore at the moment, is what is the difference between moving and not moving? What is it that makes me place my foot down one step in front of the other when I'm tired and running? And I'm still exploring that conversation. Let me know if you've got an answer because I would love to know. But back to the five questions workbook. It is so worth having. Now look, because we have just revamped this whole workbook, we are putting together an offer for you, a special offer for anybody who wants to get the five questions. You'll be aware that we did three events last year, three amazing events with amazing speakers. So as a bonus, as a kind of celebration for this new five questions workbook being out in the world, we are giving away three different sessions of your choice from any of the events that we did last year. You can pick any three and we will send you access to that conversation. But that's the truth of it. Only you can answer the five questions for yourself. And all the information is out there. But you still have to do the work to get there. I can't do it for you. So look, please check out the 5 questions link. You'll find it in the show notes above. And I'm asking you, could you please share that link on social media or share it with your friends? I want everybody to have access to the material that's in there because it is valuable. It's the difference between choosing the life you want or allowing circumstances to give you the life you get. And I think the former is better than the latter. So that's me for today. Now, I do have one more thing for you. So the podcast surveys are still active. If you would like to take part, check out the links above in the show notes and on the page at Life, Passion and Business. And I'd also love to talk to you. If you celebrated your midlife crisis, or if you didn't think you didn't have one, let's get in touch. I would love to talk to you about it because I think this is such an interesting topic and it ties in so well with the 5 questions journey. So that's my thoughts for today. So as always, support your content creators by liking, subscribing, following, and even better, reviewing. If you're in the Apple world, a review goes a very, very long way. As always, thanks for your time and attention, and I'll catch you later. All the best.